page 195. Life is sustained only by exploiting the inanimate world. But what happens when the natural resources are exhausted and the human population is too large to be sustained on this earth? We cannot exempt life from its context in nature. It may be uncomfortable or even offensive for us to face, but we are inextricably connected with the inanimate world in which we live, and which ultimately sustains us. It is exactly this context that is threatened as never before. World come of age or an aging world. In discussing here the vast field of ecology, we will consider it strictly from within the context of eschatology. Most people are convinced that we must make drastic and immediate decisions concerning our own future and that of our environment in order to survive. With rapid technological expansion, the possibilities for good and evil have increased to such a Promethean dimension that none of us can escape the implications of the decision-making process involved in technological progress. On a global scale, the Greenpeace movement has picked up...